This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for Wednesday, November 26th. A man has been charged with neglect and abuse of a 94-year-old woman. Marshall Gaskins, age 70 of Chadbourne, allegedly failed to provide medical care for the victim, resulting in physical injuries. Sheriff's Office and Department of Social Services got involved when the woman wandered away from home several times. The mother of an adolescent girl and the mother's boyfriend have been charged with sexually abusing the teen for 3 years. Mary Angie Barnhill, age 39, and Parker Spaulding, age 29, both of Godway, were arrested early yesterday. Barnhill was charged with felony sexual child abuse, and Spaulding faces multiple counts of statutory rape, indecent liberties, and other charges. He is already awaiting trial for the 2020 assault of a 14-month-old baby. We have more on this story on our website. District Attorney John David announced yesterday that he will not seek re-election. David has served as prosecutor for Columbus, Bladen, and Brunswick County since 2011. David said he intends to serve out the remainder of his term. He has endorsed First Assistant District Attorney Jenna Early in her bid for the Republican nomination for DA. Louisville City Council on Tuesday offered to work with the owners of a vacant lot on Calder Street, but refused to outright purchase the property. Mayor Terry Mann encouraged the families to donate the property to the city for use as part of the Madison Tree Park. The board also heard an update from the Emergency Services Director, Hal Louder, on efforts by the County Beaver Board to improve the run of Soul Swamp. So far, 13 beaver have been trapped in the Whiteville area, and dams will soon be cleared using heavy equipment. The channel will be widened to at least 12 feet to improve flow. The original Whiteville Santa, Dwight Burleson, was honored last night by Whiteville City Council. Santa retired this year due to health issues. He received a standing ovation from the packed council chambers. The Thanksgiving clicketer ticket is going on through Sunday. Troopers and local law enforcement will be out looking for aggressive and impaired drivers, as well as emphasizing proper seatbelt and child safety seat usage. Make sure you buckle up, folks, and slow down and just enjoy the holiday. All county and municipal offices will be closed Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. There will be no county trash pickup on Thursday. All Thursday customers will be serviced on Friday. Friday customers will be serviced on Saturday. The recycle centers and transfer station will also be closed Thursday and Friday. Black Friday is always a big day for competitive shopping, but Small Business Saturday means a whole lot more to your neighbors and friends, y'all, and it's this weekend. Downtown businesses in Whiteville, Chadbourne, and Tabor City have special events planned all Saturday. In Whiteville, you can pick up your passport at the Chamber of Commerce office, and you can earn while you shop. Evergreen Volunteer Fire Department will host its last turkey shoot for the year tonight at the firehouse. There will be food, drinks, and prizes available starting at 7 p.m. Veterans Memorial Park will start its annual turkey shoot this Friday. It will be every Friday and Saturday through Christmas, and it starts at 6:30 p.m. nightly. Abundant Life Assembly of God will be holding their last turkey shoot tonight at 7 p.m. The cost is $4 per round. Abundant Life is located at 5384 James V. White Highway South. And don't forget, if you are a first responder who is working tomorrow, the Sheepdog Foundation and McMullen House of Heroes will be hosting the Heroes Feast on Thanksgiving. It'll be from 12 until 2. The meal is for all first responders who are working on the holiday. It's going to be at 426 South Lee Street in Whiteville. That's the headquarters for the Sheepdog Foundation. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.
Child Fun presents the Very Merry Christmas Tour, featuring Megan Woods, Building 429, and hosted by New Song. Join us at Northwood Church in Whiteville for a powerful night of Christmas worship, Saturday, December 6th. Doors open at 5:15. Concert starts at 6 p.m.
Get your tickets now at Barefoot Brew, 119 West Broad Street in Elizabethtown. Candlewoods Farm Coffee and Bakery, 721 South Madison Street in Whiteville. MacArthur Supply, 117 East Railroad Avenue in Chadbourne. And online at itickets.com. That's Saturday, December 6th at the church at Northwood, 2772 James B. White Highway North in Whiteville. Brought to you in part by Black's Tire, your trusted partner for oil changes and top quality tires.